AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The annual White House turkey pardoning ceremony took a turn as the president used the occasion to rail against crime in Chicago and insult Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
The mayor is incompetent and the governor is a big fat slob. He ought to invite us in, say, please make Chicago safe. We're going to lose a great city if we don't do it quickly. Make Chicago, we'll do the same thing as we did in D.C., the same thing as we did everywhere we've gone. It's become almost instantly safe. And I want to do it in Chicago. So, Governor Pritzker, if you're listening, let's get your act together.
President Trump also said work towards ending the Russian war in Ukraine continues.
I think we're getting very close to a deal. We'll find out. I thought that one would have been gone quicker. We did 8. I thought that would have been an easier one, but I think we're making progress.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a drop in consumer confidence.
Consumers were much less confident in the economy in November due to the government shutdown, weak hiring, and stubborn inflation. The Conference Board survey ran through November 18th, about 5 days after the government shutdown ended. During that time, the Consumer Confidence Index dropped to 88.7, hitting its lowest reading since April. Americans were increasingly wary of high costs, fueling affordability concerns, and were concerned about sluggish job gains, with a perception that the labor market is worsening. Consumers who think jobs are plentiful dropped a percentage point from the previous month and is down sharply from just over a year ago.
The White House is circulating a proposal that would extend subsidies to help consumers pay for coverage under the Affordable Care Act for 2 more years. That's as millions of Americans face spiking health care costs when the current tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year. This is AP News. AP's Julie Walker reports on more arrests in the $102 million Louvre jewel heist.
4 more people are under arrest in Paris in connection with the $102 million jewel heist at the Louvre Museum. The Paris prosecutor says the arrests involve 2 men and 2 women, ages 31 to 40, all from the region. The official did not specify their roles in the October 19 theft, but French media reports one of the men, a 39-year-old, is believed to be the 4th member of the team that carried out the daring daylight robbery while the famed museum was open with visitors. The other 3 alleged members of the so-called commando team were already arrested. Their DNA was found at the scene or on items linked to the robbery. A woman was arrested in October, accused of helping in the theft. The jewels have not been recovered. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.